And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Kilian's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, and to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. Well, we'll read the rest of that again. Now, it is no surprise to the godly in the year 2004 that the wicked in this world hate us and hate all godliness. We ourselves would hate godliness. We all would not love the Lord. We would not love His Word. We would not love holiness except for the fact that He has given us a holy thirst for Himself and a hunger after righteousness. He's given it. Otherwise, we would be like the world. Were it not for God and for godliness, the wicked would not even know about marriage. The message today is about godly marriage. Were it not for God, and were it not for godliness, the wicked would not even know there was such a thing as marriage. The wicked would just live like they so commonly live, like the beasts that perish. The blasphemous sodomites and the lesbians who today desire marriage are simply expressing their disdain for righteousness, their hatred for the Lord's institutions, and their mockery of real marriage. In our history of Ruth and Boaz, we have a most wonderful romance and the formation of a new family according to the holy design of Almighty God. So we're going to consider marriage in this context today, and look at it under three headings. Three P's again. Seems like I gravitate to P's. Well, first of all, the purpose of this marriage. Second, the purchase in this marriage. And then the posterity from this marriage. The purpose, the purchase, and the posterity. First of all, the purpose. The Lord God had regenerated a heathen woman out of a culture that was sunken in paganism. And the Lord brought her out of that spiritual darkness and death in Moab, and He made her a true believer in Himself. And thus she was a woman. Ruth was the woman of godly character, and she was very virtuous, as chapter 3 and verse 11 tells us. Now understand this, young people. Young men, take note. That was the point of attraction. You notice that Boaz did nice things for Ruth in the earlier chapters because he knew what kind of woman she was. She was a virtuous woman. He saw this godly character in her life. He ended up marrying her, but I tell you, that was the first point of attraction. It was not the mere outward appearance or beauty. It was character that he came to admire. Rather than follow the foolish delights of youth and the vanities of the world, Ruth had chosen to be responsible for her dear and her aged mother-in-law. Chapter 3 and verse 10. There is part of the commendation that Boaz gave her, that, you know, they knew. He knew, and all the people knew, that she wasn't out running after old men or young men. She was busy taking care of her mother-in-law, demonstrating that virtue. Because of Ruth's godliness, Naomi agreed with the purpose of God for Ruth and sought to get her married to Boaz. Now, that's important. Because of Ruth's forsaking her pagan background and honoring God by trusting in Him, He was covenant bound to honor her before men and before angels. For God's Word, though it may be given at a later time in history, God's Word is eternal. And the Lord said in the next book following Ruth, in chapter 2 and verse 30, He said, "Them that honor Me, I will honor." So He was bound to honor her because she had honored Him. She had already come to trust in Him, but she was honoring Him as well. So Ruth was blessed by Christ, who promised in Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, that the one who forsakes father and mother and land for Christ's sake will receive 100-fold.